leaders reporting Donald Trump is insulting two potential witnesses at his upcoming trial.
The judge ordered Trump to curtail inflammatory speech on his social media platform, Truth Social. Trump called his former lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, and adult film actor Stormy Daniels two sleazebags, saying they have, with their lies and misrepresentations, cost the country dearly. Both are expected to testify. Judge Juan Mershon barred Trump from making public statements about probable trial witnesses. He did not give specific examples of what types of statements about witnesses were banned. Trump is allowed to make critical comments about the judge himself and Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg. He has said the gag order violates his free speech rights. I'm Ed Donahue.
Mortgage rates continue to rise. Correspondent Alex Vega has more.
Bad news for home shoppers. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to 6.88%. That's the highest level since early March. When mortgage rates rise, they can add hundreds of dollars a month in costs for borrowers, limiting how much they can afford when shopping for a home. Rates have been mostly drifting higher in recent weeks amid stronger than expected reports on employment and inflation. Many economists still expect the average rate on a 30-year mortgage will ease later this year, though most forecasts call for it to stay above 6%. I'm Alex Vega.
Thousands more firearms dealers across the United States will have to run background checks on buyers at gun shows or other places outside brick-and-mortar stores. That's according to a Biden administration rule that will soon go into effect. The rule aims to close a loophole that allows tens of thousands of guns to be sold every year by unlicensed dealers who don't perform background checks. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 2 points, the NASDAQ rose 271, the S&P advanced 38. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is packing his bags again.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to hold a gospel festival in Poland on Saturday. Graham will preach to thousands of people at Tauron Arena in the city of Krakow. More than 40 years ago, his father Billy held a historic gospel festival in Warsaw during the height of the Cold War. Franklin says, quote, "I'm not coming to Poland to talk about religion. Religion cannot save you. I'm going to share the good news of Jesus Christ." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Germany will pay a one-time bonus to Holocaust survivors in the wake of last fall's deadly attack by Hamas on Israel. The Conference on Material Claims Against Germany says it has negotiated a bonus pool of 25 million euros to be distributed to survivors in Israel, some of whom were injured or displaced by the attack. The conference says the money will only go to Israelis and is described by the German government as a symbol of solidarity. This is SRN News. Charges have been filed in the case against the interpreter of Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani.
Prosecutors allege that interpreter Ippei Mizuhara stole more than $16 million from the Japanese sensation to cover gambling debts. U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada announced the charges Thursday at a press conference in Los Angeles.
In 2021, Mr. Mizuhara began placing sports bets with a group of bookmakers who are linked to an illegal gambling operation. Over time, Mr. Mizuhara's bets became more and more frequent.
Mizuhara was abruptly fired by the team after the scandal surfaced last month, and Major League Baseball opened a separate investigation. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
Prosecutors say Ohtani was the victim in the case. Mizuhara's attorney declined to comment Thursday. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.